Hey guys, this is Tasha, Justine, and Tashina, bringing you all the things you wanted to say but wouldn't, and all the things you were going to say but they say you shouldn't. Welcome to Get Out of My Head.
Hello.
Happy Monday.
Special live edition.
And we have two special guests.
Two and a half.
Two.
That's the car coming.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's three. I don't know what the car is doing over there.
But the car is coming soon.
She's working it out.
Yes. Sakara and Kishona came to town because Tasha's birthday. We said it for like a little bit towards the end of the podcast yesterday, but Tasha's birthday was on.
And it was lit. You already know.
Tell us about some of the stuff you have planned. What do we do this weekend?
So on Saturday, we had an 80s versus 90s party at my house. We played some dope ass games. Got wasted, ate some good food.
My team won, just saying.
Don't. I was on Tashina's team, and I was telling you right now, the other team was smoking us.
That's a fact. And why was the other team smoking
us? We won by a point.
Because I was on.
We won by a point, though.
The only reason why y'all won is because we didn't continue with the next round.
Need I say that the team that she was on is the reason why we stopped playing the game, because they had to take an intermission.
No, your team was...
They had the munchies.
Your team was... Half your team was the team that took the meal break.
Your team's crazy.
Oh, yeah, I was hungry.
So, we had an intermission.
I was hungry.
Whatever.
It's not a play. It's a game. We don't take intermission. But I'm okay.
It's not a play.
It's okay.
So, then we did that. And then on Sunday, we went to Spice House for brunch, which was dope.
Like, you know, the first time I went, I did not know that was Spice's spot.
Oh, for real?
And Carly Red was there. It was Patrice's birthday. Carly Red was there, and I was recording it to send stuff to Justine, but I never knew that. I didn't put the two and two together.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's definitely Spice's.
The food was
time.
Good. They can use some renovating, though.
Oh, the table was so sticky. Because it was like, it had a layer like this, and it was peeling.
It was like peeling, so this was sticky. Me and Justine phone.
Oh, yeah. My pop socket came off twice.
Oh, dang.
That's how hard it was.
Dang.
Well, Spice.
The food was good.
Yeah, the food was crack.
The drinks clearly was lit because people were out for the count.
Yeah.
I got that rum punch was. I got Texas one. I'm like, y'all good? I'm dead over here, but y'all good? Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
But
DJ was good.
Yes, yeah, the DJ was good. The music was nice.
DJ was good.
Good. At the time, they were about to have some live shit going on, so we left that. They were setting up that stage, so.
Okay. Well, let's get into it. The topic actually came from while we were out and talking about the different stuff there. Why are you laughing?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about...
Because somebody's... Actually, no. I went out with one of my friends, and we were talking about how girls, like, date guys that they don't like just for a free meal. And I was like, I'm not doing that. I don't have time for that. I have my own money. I don't need to. And then he sent me, randomly, it popped up. I don't remember the girl's name. But a link to someone else who was talking about that same exact thing. So, do y'all, like, is that something that's, common? Girls really do that shit? Like, you would go out and date with a guy you don't like just for a free meal?
Girls would really do that.
Would y'all do that?
I would not do that.
No, I wouldn't.
I don't think that I could really sit in your face for, like, 2-3 hours.
I could pay for myself?
For some food, nah. I think it's about a money thing. It's about having money. Because if you have money and you could buy your own food, like...
You're not sitting in front of
I don't even got to leave the house. I can Uber Eats, you know what I'm saying? And spend $50, $60 on a meal for myself, somebody to come bring my food, and I can sit in front of my house in my drawers. I mean, in front of my TV in my drawers. I'd rather do that than to be in a nigga's
somewhere
face.
Where you don't.
That I don't like.
Yeah.
If I liked him, that'd be a different story. But I don't even like you.
Yeah, when you go out to dinner, you like... You have to say, you have to converse, like, you have to talk. And if I don't like you, I don't get what it is that we have to talk about.
I mean,
about.
If you're
sitting there quiet, it's awkward.
So we were talking to, like, places where they have entertainment, like Benihana's or some shit, when they're entertaining you. You're really not talking to the person. So I've heard people be like,
you do talk to the person.
No, I'm saying in that sense for those girls.
Oh, for the girls, that's the best place to go because they ain't got really safe.
They don't have to talk.
You do have to talk. That's crazy. Like and then imagine you just being out and the guy's just like, oh yeah, I brought her here. She ordered lobster, so hey girl. And it's just like, get off me. I don't like you. Don't touch me. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I heard people like that
says a lot about the female too.
Yeah,
but it's not like, oh, I talked to this guy, he's ugly, but he bought me a car. He bought my living room set. That's different. Even though I really wouldn't do that either, but if somebody told me they did that, that's understandable. But you're saying for food?
That's what's on to eat?
That's what you're
like, I'm your friend, you could have called me, and I was like,
I'm forgot her name, but she was like, though, too, like, your pussy only worth the meal or something.
That's a fact. But I mean, not to say you even giving it up. It's really the time. Your time right. is only worth a meal.
But people be like that. When people go and spend stuff sometimes, take you out, it's like that they be expecting sometimes some shit to happen at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. So
I'm not about to be in this video. Hold on.
Sakara is just Sakara.
Money?
No.
Oh, she got money?
No. I use my... Okay, so I'm going to tell the world what I be doing.
So, Sakara, you going out with a dude on a date for some food? If you don't like him, would you?
Never.
Will you continue?
Have you ever done it?
No.
You sure?
I'm sure.
No.
And I like to eat, and I ain't doing that.
Yeah, nah. Mm-hmm. It's not that... I have to spend 2 hours also, in like, front of your face.
I don't
face,
even so. Want to, like, lead you on.
Yeah.
Thinking think that, like, I'm interested when I'm really not interested because I'm only here for food. Mm-hmm. Now you tell everybody we talk.
Right.
Right. I don't think dinner is good for dates anyway. Like, I always said that. Like, I'd rather... Something. When I'm going out to eat, like, I'm already in a relationship. Or I'm going with my friends. Or I'm going with my boyfriend. Like, dating... I don't want to go out to eat.
I've done a coffee date before, though, too.
I did a coffee date before. That was actually one of the best dates I've ever met, but it was a really good date.
One of the better dates.
Yeah, that was a really good date.
You want to do fun stuff. Like, casually dating someone, you want to do fun things.
Like, bowling is always a good
thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like she said, in a relationship, it's like, okay, I'm going out with my man to dinner. We're going to dinner. But dating someone, you want to have fun.
And I want to eat how the fuck I want to eat when I go out on my date.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm looking like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, no, I really want to eat my food. I want to put everything on my fork, open my mouth mad wide, and put my food in there. I don't want to be taking little tiny bites because I'm a
nigga that don't know. Looking for something after dinner.
I just want to be comfortable if I'm going to be eating. I can't, going out on a first date, it's like, and then, I'm just funny like that. Like, damn, you eat all your food type of shit. Like, I just want my nigga to just know that about me already.
I don't care what first, second, third date. I'm eating.
Oh, I want to eat. Yeah.
I had somebody tell her, like, oh, when you go out on a date, you only order something that you can eat with a fork. If I feel like I want crab legs, I'm ordering crab legs and I'm busting them open.
I talk about crab legs.
And if I feel like I want a burger, I'm getting a burger. I'm going
to
eat.
The first day, you going to take me out to get some crabs. And the first day, you about to see all of this because they be flying.
And as long as we're going straight back home because I need to take a shower because I know I smell like this.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact.
And you could slip in something more comfortable.
Not on the first day.
Nah. I feel like that's only in the movies. You go on a date and you come back like, I'm going to slip in this. First of all, first day, you're not coming to my house.
Right. That's it.
Mm-mm. Anyway.
That's only for movies.
I'll meet you at the place, at the restaurant.
Like, don't even come
pick me up. I had a man upset one time, though, too. This was definitely not the topic. But I definitely had a man that was upset with me one time because I was like, I don't want you to pick me up. I'll meet you at the spot.
Why is that?
Upset about what?
When we talked about, it was an old podcast. Our very first podcast, we were talking about the worst dates we ever had. That was that one. Like, he was pissed the fuck off because I was like, you're not coming to my house. I don't want you to know where I live. Period. And he was like,
man.
That already is a red flag right now.
You didn't make it. Why? So you could stalk me?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know you. You didn't make it to the date.
Yeah. Couldn't even get there.
It was the worst date because it never even happened.
Never happened.
I did have somebody pick me up one time from my house.
Yeah.
And that person actually worked out.
Thankfully.
That worked out.
Yeah, I just be scared because I don't, you know, it's just me. I ain't trying to have you on no crazy shit trying to pop up at my house. Right. I'm not answering the phone type shit. So, you know. And honestly, that is just a learning experience because that has happened to me before. Like, I met a dude, we were talking, he came pick me up from my house to go out on his date. And then, like, not even too long later down the line, this nigga was just, like, popping in my house continuously. Like, after I told you one time not to pop in my house, this nigga came to my house one day. I wasn't answering the phone. And I lived in, you know, somewhere else. I'm sitting on the counter talking to my roommate. And the next day, the nigga was like, oh, why he wasn't answering the phone? I was like, I was asleep. I forgot. I lied. But, you know, he was like, man, I saw you. You were sitting on the counter. You had a black scarf on.
That's creepy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, nah, nigga. Like,
describe my outfit.
Yeah, the whole thing. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Like, I mean, I don't care. Because now, nigga, didn't I tell you stop fucking popping up by my house? is totally void because you fucked up first by popping up at my house.
Right. Right.
That's a fact.
Shit. There was something else too. Gigi, you were saying something.
Yeah, what?
Oh, so that conversation
led into
there was a post on the Shade Room.
Mm-hmm.
And basically a girl was saying that she went out to dinner or lunch, whatever. She went out to eat with her girlfriend. Her friend invited her boyfriend. So if me and mm-hmm. Tashina went out to eat and Tashina tells her boyfriend to tag along.
Okay.
And they're at the restaurant, the bill comes and the boyfriend said to split the checks. The girl was like online calling him
broke
and whatever like that because he didn't just cover
the whole thing. Yeah.
So I was saying like, what do y'all think about that? Like,
well, we've had that happen.
He paid
mm-hmm. Tasha, Kiki, and I went out. He paid the whole entire bill. So mm-hmm. it was like, oh, now I expect that.
Right. He set the bar. Sorry, y'all. Like,
I don't expect anything less.
It depends for me.
Well, right, I was gonna say, what's the status?
It depends on me and my nigga's relationship. First of all, like, you know what I'm saying? Like me and my nigga's relationship. Yeah, because me and my friend, bitch, pay for your own food. Like that's just how I feel. Like, and if he does, that's dope. But if he don't, he not broke.
But that's the part that I'm like, yeah,
if he right. didn't, if he didn't, he's not broke. Cool. I was looking at it as whether you being like a gentleman or something like that, but not calling somebody broke because they didn't pay for your food.
Yeah,
right.
And then you took it to like social media at that too. Like that's
not your friend.
Yeah, I'm really not that much of a friend. So that's
probably why he says split the check. Like, yeah,
right. I mean, if we was like at the bar and you know, it's like we got drinks, I will expect my nigga to buy my friends drinks if I'm with my friends. You know what I'm saying? But like, if we going out to have a get food or something like that, and you telling him to come on out, like that's a mess. I'm sorry.
It really depends on like your dude though. Like, does mm-hmm. he have it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To just dish out. Because some guys don't have money to just like
dish out.
Not like think, oh, yeah, how much
you,
it was
your
and be like
here. $75.
I'm not paying $75. Like everybody's not in the same place in their life. So how do you just expect my nigga to just be like, you know? So
bringing up other people.
I feel like it depends because like I've been like that time we all went out. Mm-hmm. And he paid the whole bill. I've also been to like happy hour with me, my friend. Same thing. Her boyfriend got off of work, met us there. He took care of the check or whatever. Mm-hmm. Check had to be like, you know, $30-$40. We had happy hour eating rings and stuff like that. So that I get. But first of all, I don't even know if that's what I'm gonna say makes sense because I feel like I wouldn't even invite my boyfriend to come, depending on where we are and depending on the nature of if we at a bar and I just so happen to be talking to my boyfriend is like, oh, yeah, we here, stop by, or whatever like that. Whether I don't know if I expect him to do it. If he does do it, cool. But I wouldn't be like, look at him funny if he don't take care of
the bill.
How could
you not pay for that bill?
Like, I feel like it's the friend that expected it.
Yeah.
Like,
she the one with no man.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you expected for him to pay for it and upset that he didn't pay for it.
Now, I have been in situations where I've been mad at my ex-boyfriend for paying. Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Depending on how much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because now you wildin'. Like, if we in a place, and first of all, it'd be, especially if you're in a bar or something like that, like in Yonkers or something like that, it's a chance that you're going to be in a bar, and it's just going to be people that you know. Not necessarily they my friends, mm-hmm. but I bump into you at the bar. Yeah. So now if we all standing together, you walk up, and you just taking care, oh, yeah, put everything on my tab.
It's like, mm-hmm. how many friends, though? Right. That's the part of it. It's not
the I've been out, it'd be like 6-7 people.
I don't know.
And he'll pay for the whole thing. But then he just became known as the nigga when we go to the bar. Make sure you get next to him and say hi because he's gonna pay for it.
Your man come next time again. Like,
yo, right.
Yeah, now
you think about that too. It's like, you ain't my friend.
Right.
That's the part.
Then that's my part. They want.
Yeah, like.
This is somebody I knew from the town.
Right. Mm-mm. Yeah, no, thank you. It made me think of, because, you know, obviously I was thinking about that today. The other day, we watched Bay Bay's Kids. And I watched it as an adult now. And it's like, you know, obviously it's a comedy, but like real life shit. Like I came, mm-hmm. me and you going on the first date, whatever. And you want me to take, not only are you asking me to take your kid out somewhere, mm-hmm. but you're telling me to take your friend's three kids.
Badass kids.
And, but you know your friend's kids is bad as fuck. Wow, and it's just like, it's like that nigga, you know, it's just thinking about just the scenario.
And
then
he gotta get in good to have some sort of relationship with you because
he wants to get to know you, and you know what I'm saying? He's interested in you, but you, it's like you look like the asshole that you're like, bitch, I'm not fucking taking these kids with me.
I know.
Like, that's crazy.
Next day, she got 3 more kids with her.
Yeah, no. Hell no.
My first day, I'm not even bringing my kid.
Hello, when she was like, you gotta do something more friendly. Like, I watched it, you know, watching it as a grown-ass woman, right. It's like...
You don't know this, nigga. Like, right. As a kid, you focus on the kids in the movie, and as an adult, you looking at the adults like, y'all niggas tripping. Like,
y'all
like,
are tripping out.
You do not know him to have your kids all around him.
Like, I do have a son.
Right, like, I do have a son, so you need to do something more friendly. No, bitch, I don't, actually.
Right.
I don't have to do anything with your kids, like... It's weird because it's like,
I'm gonna take this ride. I'm gonna just buy me another shorty. Cause
right. This nigga's like, you need a ride. She was like, no, I have a car.
Nigga, please. Yo. I don't know. You know what? Something else though too. And I'm like, I'm trying not to think that way. I'm single right now, so that's probably why I'm thinking that way. But like, I've gone out to even my coworkers who are men who pay for the whole entire.
I was gonna say that too. I've been out with my brothers, and my brother will just pay the bill.
The whole entire bill, like.
I've definitely seen that.
So it's that, and I get the two, like, their financial
too.
Like, I get the financial situation too. But at this point in my life, I don't like, if you, unless it was like some shit that happened, you got laid off, whatever case may be, I don't want to talk to someone that can't afford to pay the stuff. I just don't.
That's interesting. I don't know.
It's called status. No,
not that it's expecting of you to have to pay stuff, but not someone that can't afford to I don't want to talk to someone that's broke, period, right now.
I don't want to go eat ranch with you.
No, but I feel like why would you? Are you broke?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not 50 rich, but I'm not broke, like, so I'm not about to be fucking with no nigga that don't got no money.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't mind, like, where I'm at in my life. I'm like, I'm into people's personality so much that
I was there too.
You gonna leave soon.
I was like, I probably ain't get there yet. So I would never, like, expect the people to pay it because, like, I don't...
It's not expecting them to pay. It's the fact that you can't pay. Yeah. The fact that you can't afford it.
I don't want you to take care of me.
I
want you to be able to take care of me.
That's the thing.
You got a good head, Crystal.
Yeah. Because
you definitely don't have to. Yeah. But, you know, when it comes... But that's definitely something I want. It's like a security blanket.
Yeah. That's what a man is supposed to do. And make you feel secure.
I feel like boys mix that up. They think that women... There are some women who want to be taken care of. Don't get me wrong. But when you say that, they thinking, well, she just want me to be dishing out money. And it's honestly, in my mind, I'm like, either you probably just don't have it. I feel like certain men say certain things because they don't have it. Mm-hmm. You don't, that's not your reality. So you can't relate to a nigga just spending money all over the place.
Yeah. Like, I'm not asking you for you to, but you should be able to. Like, I was talking to some guys. I ain't even going to say dating because I can't even say we were dating. And I was like, I'm not struggling with another nigga.
Fuck no.
Like,
no.
Period.
Hell no.
Like, they're like, oh, I want a girl that ride with me, that's there at the hard times.
You already speaking shit into existence. Why we gotta struggle? Why you talking about robbing me through bad times? Why you gotta talk about us having any bad times? No. Yeah. I'm not going for it.
So to speak that into existence, I don't really do that part of like, oh, I need a ride or die, stuff like that.
I'm not a ride or die.
First of all,
right now, I'm not a ride or die. Like, I'm not. Don't expect that from me. Right. Because I feel like when you say that, what you're saying is your life is more important than mine. Because you want me to put my life into jeopardy for you.
Yeah.
Well, when I say ride or die, I'm not thinking like that.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Why I gotta be some bullshit?
Nah, like that? I'm not talking about some street shit. Like, when I say ride or die, I mean, like, first of all, if I'm in a situation and we good, we straight, but whatever happens,
something happened
with you and you fall on hard times, I'm not about to be like, we can't be together because you ain't got no money. Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. I'm going to hold it down regardless, you know, but...
Well, we're not talking about doing jail.
Coming into it.
Coming
into it, and we can be cool. Mm-hmm. We can be whatever while, you know, you get yourself together. I'm not saying, get out my face, you broke. No. But we can be cool while you get it together. But as far as being in a relationship,
because you're not even in a stable situation. So, guys, kill me with this. I was just talking about this about like raising boys into men. Like, you have these boys and they focus on girls. And I'm like, what you need to be focusing on is having yourself together. Like, can you financially do this? Are you this way with yourself?
They say, you could lose money chasing bitches, but you'll never lose bitches chasing money. Something like that.
Right.
And that's the thing is that I feel like men do not understand is that women are going to come. They're gonna come.
Yes.
Period. Don't let you be attractive on top of all that and have a good personality. They're gonna come. So you can go ahead and go work. Go get your education. Go to work. Get your money. Because when you go to school to get your education, there's gonna be bitches there. When you go to work to go get, you know what I'm saying, to get your money, there's gonna be bitches there. When you go to the grocery store to get food and shit like that, there's gonna be bitches there. You wanna go put money in your bank account? There's gonna be bitches there.
You focusing on females so early on in age that by the time you get to where you're supposed to be at a certain age, you done didn't do all the stuff you should be doing. Now you're struggling and you in your mid 30s.
That's
or
the problem.
You feel me? Like
they struggling now, trying to get on board now. I'm like,
because you want
to
be that nigga when you in your
because they don't have anybody to teach them how where to I am now and just the niggas that I've fucked with and dealt with. It's like if you don't have money, if I don't feel like I can call you and say, hey. My rent, or hey, my phone bill, or hey, my car insurance. If I can't call you and feel comfortable to say that, because and not because I can't ask you, but because you don't fucking got it, I don't want you. Because you better believe you could call me and say, hey, Tasha, I need this. I need help with this. I'm gonna try to do my best to do, you know, give you whatever you need. But if you don't got that, I just can't. I can't do that. And I feel like I have basically everything that I'm requiring from a man, so I can ask for that.
Yeah. But I do want to mention what, like, Sakara said, because she's like, oh, I'm more into personality. And I don't want to, I just want to say, it's not that I'm not, like, you know, into personality. Because when she said that, I'm like, dang, that make it seem like
we shallow.
We're not. Like, so it's like, no, I definitely am still into that. But I feel like I have friends with great personalities. So if you come along with just that, we can be friends. Like, you know, but to me now, especially at 31 years old, like, relationship is a partnership. Sure. We're at the point now where we're at the age now where we shouldn't just be dating to date. Like, in a, we're in a relationship to get married. We're dating,
to get married.
So there's certain qualities and attributes that I'm looking for in this relationship because ultimately I see marriage. So my thing is, if I don't see that you got that grind, if I don't see that you got that ambition about anything,
it's not gonna work out.
And but you got a cool personality. You cool. We vibe. We watch Martin. We could talk on the phone for hours. Then we can do just that. Like we can be just cool. But it's certain things I feel like you have to bring
to the table.
And on both ends too, because
they don't pay the bill.
On both ends, because there's been a lot of things that I noticed that I didn't have. You know, as far as not finances, but like. I thought I had great communication. I never realized how bad my communication was. My communication was horrible. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I feel like it's certain things like we should both be bringing to the table if that's what we're looking.
Like he make you better whatever you lack.
In to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
I totally get what you're saying. Cause, like, I am into personality, but I can say I'm still trying to get to where I want to be. So maybe that's why I'm also more like.
Yeah. You're not where you want to be.
I'm not there yet. So I feel like I don't have the
right. But you could do both. Mm-hmm. Like, you can still work on yourself and still require all these different things from your partner.
That's where the communication comes in, and y'all talk about it. Like, I'm not here yet, and I'm working on these things.
Because they might not be there either.
Exactly.
And then they're working towards it.
Yeah. But I'm also like, he is a man. This part of it, in this day and age, is 2021. And men still get paid more than women. So why is it that I have my shit together and you don't, when you were afforded more opportunities than I am? Mm. I ain't got time.
Because if I wanted to have another adopted kid, I'd fucking be a foster parent.
Yeah,
dead ass. You'd be taking care of a whole grown adult. Like, taking care of them.
Yeah, no.
Because a man is supposed to know. A man is just, is a provider. That's how I grew up. Like, my grandparents.
But that's important, too. Like, that's important, too, when you're dealing with a man. You need to know that's a priority to him.
No,
because it could be something that you require. But it's like, if he doesn't feel like a man is supposed to be the sole provider, then it's probably not going to work out between the both of you. Right, because you're not aligned. Y'all not looking for the same thing. Like,
and all my uncles always say that to whoever me and my sister have dated or been dating. Like, you want to marry my niece, you got to be able to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's something that we require in this family. You got to just be able to do those things and not take care of her how her mother takes care of her. Because everybody who know me, yes, I'm very high maintenance because that's just how my mom raised me. But you don't have to do that for me. But you need to be able to take care of me emotionally, and financially. Because I don't need you just to take care of me financially, because some women are okay with that, like just breaking you off with cash. Yes. And you could just do whatever you want. No, I want it all. Mm-hmm. And I deserve it all, and I'm going to get it all. So emotionally, you need to take care of me, and financially.
I mean, mentally, though, too. You got to stimulate some shit. If I can't have
it, yeah. I think all of that comes in. Yeah, emotions. Yeah. When I say that, too, I want it all mentally to come and tie together, you know, therapy and all that good stuff.
No future goal. Hello. Don't look into the future.
Nothing. Like, what are you doing with your life?
Like, what you doing tomorrow? I don't know.
Yeah. Like, and I don't need nobody who's like, God's going to do it for me. No. God is going to do it for you, but you also need to. People do that. Like, you know, I be praying, like, yes. You know, God's going to make a way. He's not going to make a way if you just sit on the couch all day and play the Xbox.
That is the word. The word says faith without works is dead.
You better listen to the podcast.
That's the word of God.
Hello.
I know God probably like, don't bring me into this mess.
But it's the truth, though. It's like, okay, you got to show some sort of, like, ambition, because I can't be that for you.
Like, you're working towards something.
I can't be the.
I don't know. Ambition. I don't know about like. But I don't want no man that's working on shit. I just want to have it. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's because of where I am. It's like, maybe like if you already like, you know, put together already, and you are just trying to elevate more. But right. I want like, you know how. You go to Home Depot and the shed is already together. You know what I'm saying? And you just put it on the back of the truck and you put it in your backyard like that. Like, I just want you already together. Like, I don't.
We ain't buying no wood.
No, like, I don't. I'm not looking for no nigga with no potential. None of that. I don't want it.
Tasha, I agree and disagree to the same extent, right? When I think about myself, right, I would say that I am together. But as a person, you never stop evolving. Damn, just you never stop working on yourself.
I had to focus
so there is some. Working on yourself.
I mean, absolutely. You don't got those drive, things, and I feel like getting into a relationship. I want the only thing that I'm. I don't know. Maybe sound selfish. The only thing I want you working on is how to just for us to be better. Like
that's
dealing with me this better. You wouldn't have been working on that. You know, what I'm saying.
Tastes different.
You wouldn't be working on that. You know, 6 months ago, because you ain't know me 6 months ago. So that's not something that you're working on. But when we get together, I just want that to be the only thing. Obviously, maybe you're trying to find more ways to make more money.
Yeah,
with the amount of money you're making right now, I'm content with
that. I understand that's that. Having like a basis for where you need to be, but you're still going to be working on it. Because I need someone to be. I don't want you to be fucking at home at work on board and texting me. Nigga, I'm grinding. I'm constantly working. Get a job. Get another job. Like, how you got time to just be texting, like, what you doing me?
Old damn
day. Yeah, I'm cool with having somebody that's like working on themselves, because like I don't have all my shit. I mean, granted, I have a good job, you know, I'm licensed in my career and all that other stuff. I got my own place.
You got your own
place,
you got your own car.
Yeah, but so I'm but for me,
you still want,
and I have these things all the time where I have these little breakdowns and stuff because I'm nowhere near where I thought I would be at 31.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to shit on my mate because.
But that's a reflection of you. The men sometimes don't even have that together.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I feel like what I'm asking for is a fucking bare minimum. Uh-huh. Are you. Okay, who in here is dating a man that does not live alone?
I had one that had a roommate.
Yeah.
So it didn't work out.
No, he lives, you know what I'm saying, that lives with somebody. And I don't mean like, I'm going to give a pass on a roommate. I hate it, but like, if a nigga got, you know what I'm saying, just him and a roommate, whatever, you know, if that's a situation right now, maybe. I don't know, because I like
when
older
men. When
you say
living with someone, you mean like living with a mama or grandmother?
Like, no bill pay about them. Like, they don't have to pay rent. They don't have to pay a light bill. They don't have to, because they live at their granny house, their auntie house, they staying with their cousin, like that type of shit. Is anybody in here dating that type of
thing? I mean, even the roommate wasn't enough for me. Because it means you're still working to some shit to get you to get your own place. And
that
I don't
too.
Got time for that.
Then right we now. Have that. Then are you dating anybody who doesn't have a car?
No.
Yeah.
You'll date a dude that doesn't have a car?
Yeah.
No, I'm asking right now. Like, where your standards are right now. Going forward, tomorrow you meet a nigga. And he's sitting at the bus stop. And he's waiting for the bus. He ain't waiting for the bus because he don't want to drive back and forth. The commute is easier. I'm talking about a nigga that don't have a car. Tomorrow.
Yes, but after this podcast, my...
Oh, my God. I got to read my
things.
Because
I'm like, yes, actually,
it
does not... You have a car?
Yeah, I have a car.
Yeah,
Yeah, but she's also still young.
Yeah. I mean, I had a place before. I have a car. Mm-hmm. Like, I've done all these things. But I don't know. Like, I guess because I know, like, the things that I want is going to take me, I don't want to say years, but it takes time. A minute. So, it's like, dang, what if I feel that way and then you become Mark Zuckerberg, you know, the urban version, 3 years from now. I'm not racist, but
I guess I kind of get that because I know somebody who didn't have a car. I wasn't dating him or anything. We just so happened to be talking. I bumped into somebody. He didn't have a car or nothing like that, but he was actually working on, which now that I say it out loud, is kind of backwards.
Say forward.
Yeah. But no. He was basically telling me, like, he was showing me a property that he was buying or something like that. So he said he had to call. He was overseas in China or Hong Kong or something like that, teaching or something like that. And he came back because he wanted to buy some property or whatever. Long story short, he didn't have a car, but he was buying property and all that. So I guess it depends on the circumstance. I mean, I wasn't dating him, so I guess it don't matter. Just
about to sound.
I think maybe he should have a car.
It's gonna sound crazy, but holler at me after you do all of that. Like, I've been dating. This is like, I ain't gonna say maybe twice. I don't know, but I've dated guys where it's like I have been there while I can see the potential. You're working on stuff and getting there, and I'm with
you. That's where we get stuck.
I'm with you while you're doing all that stuff. You finally get there, and it's some shit. You cheated, you're doing something else, whatever the case may be, it don't work out. Now the next chick gets to reap all the benefits. I want someone else already put in that work. I want to reap the benefits.
I
want to
reap the benefits from the fucked up shit you did. That's where I'm at with it now. Like, I want to be
y'all.
I want to reap the benefits from the bitch you fucked over.
Yes.
That's what I want. Like,
I don't want to be her no more.
Right? I don't want to be the one that got fucked over. No.
The scenario that Steve Harvey gave gonna work for you, because that's how Taraji P was with the guy. Because remember, he was a upcoming chef, no car.
So get that shit, figure that shit out. And then if I'm still around, I'm still available, and then come look for me.
He took her back after he got his business together.
Thank you. Now come back.
But, yes, I remember that. Sometimes it don't work.
So
like
we got a comment on live. Keena said, if you don't have a car, then you better be able to get yourself around. You can't rely on me to get us around.
That's thank a you, fact. Keena. And you ain't driving my car.
Whoa. That is a very good one. I don't play that with anybody, period. Friend, relative, nothing. You cannot drive my car if you do not have the means to get it fixed if something goes wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. That's a
second. I do that with anybody. Mm-hmm. You can't drive my car.
Niggas be seat lean back like they paid a note.
Because, I mean, even in that situation, right? And that I'm okay with. Like, someone's coming for you, but they still got some shit they need to work on. And you like, I'm going to get my shit together to be able to come after you. You do that. Like, I'm telling you, this is what I require. You know you don't have it. Leave me the fuck alone. And you work on that and then come holler at me after that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Period.
It's fair. You know what I'm saying? Like, with women, it's usually emotional trauma that men don't want to take on. I don't want to take on no broke nigga. Y'all don't want to deal with a girl that's fucking, you know, still dealing with things from her, you know, her abusive ex. Or her, you know, emotionally abusive ex. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to deal with those things. Or her ex cheated on her, and now she thinks all niggas ain't shit. So she looks through my phone every single day, every time we're around each other. You don't want to deal with that type of emotional trauma. I don't want to deal with your broke shit. Like, I just don't want to. No, I don't want to. I want to go. I want to go somewhere. I want to go out. I want to go on a trip somewhere. And you can't afford to pay for it. It's annoying. Yeah. Maybe you don't have to pay for the whole entire trip, but nigga, you can pay for the flights. I'll pay for the hotel accommodations, or you know, vice versa. Yeah, or you know, that's you just pay thing. For the whole
we
shit.
Can't take care of me, then we don't need to be together. That's it. You can't take care of it, like. Well, and you know when you can do that.
The way I feel about that is like literally the it's like buying a car, putting down the $2,500 you need to get the car, but you can't pay the monthly payments. You can't upkeep this car. You can't upkeep me, motherfucker. Yeah. No.
Tasha, shut up.
I'm sorry. It's like, I could pay for the I could pay the car note, but I can't afford car insurance. It's like.
Then no,
you can't do. You can't have the car. That's just what it is.
Something else. Sure.
It's just not gonna work. And it's no.
You can't afford the upkeep. Sasha got me out with that one. You can't afford the upkeep. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just not with it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want no nigga that don't got no money. Cause what am I gonna do with you with no money? I like to do stuff.
I don't know. I just be looking at guys like, what are your intentions? Cause like, you see what I have, and you see what I have to offer, and you see what you lack. Why do you want me so bad?
Right, so you could buy my coat. So you got a ride to go from here to there. Oh, because it's like, oh yeah, Tasha, you be at work all day anyway. Let me just come pick you up. Let me come, you know, drop you to work, and then you know what I'm saying. I'll keep the car all day. When you get off work, I'll come get you. Like, nah,
nigga, you're watching too much, baby boy. That's what
I'm saying. I'm about to keep my car all day while I'm at work. Like,
I don't need a job. No.
Uh-uh. I gotta wait to get home for you to pick me up in my car.
What if I want to go grab something to eat real fast?
You can't.
Now I'm fucked. I'm stuck.
You gonna be like, nah, yo, I pay for your Uber.
No. You pay. How about you pay for your fucking Uber then, nigga? No, I just can't. You don't got a car, then I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, you're not about to drive my car.
You're not about to drive my car.
You don't even be having a license.
Like, if you're not driving me off at work and you're going to work,
don't even be having a license and still be wanting to drive your car.
No.
No, sir.
Mm-mm. That's a fact.
Oh, you can relate.
I'm not even about to play with nobody about my shit. Because the thing is, I say whatever I want about upkeep and all that. If something happens to my car, I'm fucked. And I don't have it to go ahead and go buy another car. So, no, if something happened to my car, it's my fault.
I
want to
do it.
Yeah. Not nobody else's. Because if you can't front me the money right now to get it fixed, you can't front me the money to pay for a fucking rental for a week and a half, nigga. No.
Did you think about that?
All you thinking is where you trying to go. No.
That's mentality, though, too. That's the mentality that they have.
It's a nigga mentality.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's the mentality that it's sad to say, not that we're used to, but that's the mentality that we get. So when you surround yourself with different, in a different area, you attract different.
Yeah, that's why most of the time in neighborhoods, the girls are the ones that see more of the world than guys.
Yes.
Because they're the ones hugging the block, staying in the same spot
right.
All year round.
I think that's why we all at this table are speaking differently, because we've now broadened our horizons to different atmospheres. We're not the same place we were in high school. Mm-hmm. We don't still, and we. I love where I'm from. I would never negate where I'm from.
When you date different guys, exactly. When you stick in your neighborhood, all you dating is the same type of guys. That, over and that's over. What you're leaving. And you start saying, "Oh, that nigga was foul because this person is showing me what a guy's supposed to treat." Hello,
we knew it was foul in too.
Yeah,
that's very very true. Mm-hmm. But and to piggyback off of that, we knew that it was foul. But in the same breath, we felt that was normal.
Yeah. Because like,
you don't know that
was normal. This is as good as it gets right here.
It's not one time I've been sitting.
Shut up.
But seriously, like, I was talking to somebody about this. Like, where we from, like, our friends that are from where we from, we probably had the same type of relationship. Like, and when I mean physical abuse, mental abuse, verbal abuse, there's not one friend of mine that I have from Yonkers that I don't know that hasn't been in a physical altercation with a man before. So it's like normal to us. And when you change your atmosphere, like when I moved, when I moved or whatever, and I got a job where I was living at, and you befriend your coworkers because when you move as an adult, that's when you befriend.
Yeah.
And now everybody that I'm with, we go out after work, they bring in husbands. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, my boyfriend is coming. Their husband, and I'm talking my age.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I learned my age, they're bringing their husbands or their fiance or maybe somebody that they've been with for X amount of years. Mm-hmm. And when they do express what their relationship issue, because naturally around your females, you talk about relationship, around your female friends. When they're talking about the issues in their relationships, they're not talking about cheating and verbal abuse.
They're talking about you left the butter
they're
on the counter.
Not even that. They're talking about how they were supposed to be saving for a house. And when he went to the dealership to get a new car, but came back with a BMW when he was supposed to be getting a Honda. Like, these are the arguments that they saying that they having. Mm-hmm. And when I say something about somebody calling me a bitch or like, yoking me up or something like that, they're like,
oh my god, like,
What? And I'm like, dang, if I was talking around my other friends, everybody would have a story like that.
Niggas are just like, yo, that's crazy, because I remember that last time this nigga busted. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's sad, but it's true.
I remember the last time.
Yeah, like, and it's crazy. Like,
that's all. But they had an argument because they were supposed to be saving for the wedding, and he bought a motorcycle. And so I'm like, these are y'all issues. I want, can I have these problems? These issues, please. Like, these are problems.
Like, minute to the ones that we.
When you bring up cheating, they be like, I wish he would. Like, it's just so.
I've heard cheating, but they be like the married couples, it's like, oh, that was a phase we went through. Mm-hmm. Or like, even I heard someone now continuous. Where it's like, even if he did it, you know what, at this point in time, I don't even care. I'm not, like, I was telling my old manager about that too, and dating and how my ex cheating and stuff, and she was like, and telling her about me dating out in the world, and she's just like, I'd rather deal with him cheating than to be back out in that dating world. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to know about it. I want to be ignorant towards it.
Nah, I can't be
innocent. I think
I can't, I know.
Yeah, well, she was black.
No?
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because we all know NeNe wasn't having it.
There was a white woman. There was someone else, too. It was Hispanic. But they just, like, you know, phases we went through. Oh, we've been through that already. We did that already. But this is for better or for worse. I'm not breaking up nothing. I'm not going back out there and trying to date again. That dating scene that's out there is enough.
Yeah, I never understood when people be in long relationships and then they end it. They don't want to end it because they're saying, I don't want to start over. You're not starting anything over because you're leaving them.
Right.
You're not starting over again.
We had a podcast about that, and I think I mentioned that. I was listening to a therapist. When you're in a long-term relationship, not marriage, but in years of relationship, mm-hmm. some people don't want to leave because they're comfortable. They don't want to start over. She made a valid point. Females and men, you're not starting over. It's a continuance mm-hmm. of your life because each year you don't start over. It's a continuance of the next mm-hmm. chapter in your life. So it's not starting over because we don't go back to baby phases. That will be starting everything over again. So it's a cycle in your life. You just take what you learned from that relationship and you bring it to the next one, so you know better not to do it or to take any of that. So it's really not wasting time. It's not time wasted. You learn things. You learn what you're not going to take.
I mean, it's because for that, the BS just becomes normal. It's yeah. Like, I don't want that.
Marriage is a little bit different because it's like, I guess you take vows and it's for better or for worse, to death do you part. So, depending on how strong you are towards those vows, and both of you have to be on the same page, there's therapy, there's things you can do, and everybody's different because some people in marriage be like, infidelity, like she said, it's a phase for them. And then other people be like, he cheated, I'm out. I'm collecting my alimony. So it just depends on the person and what you're willing to take.
Going into a marriage knowing that that's what he do, that's
right.
No, that's unacceptable.
Right.
That's not marriage. It's the beginning,
nigga. How you tired of me already? You gotta go find some new pussy. Like, it's the beginning. We just started. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's supposed to be the honeymoon phase,
right?
But that's crazy. Yeah, that's not. Marriage material.
No, but some people want to be married so bad they'll accept anything.
That's true.
Yeah. Some people just want to be married.
Yeah, that's because people want a wedding. They don't want the marriage. And that's a question that I had to ask myself too. Is like, I'll take the marriage over the wedding.
Some people because just want
to tell you.
For me, I made it to a wife.
Yeah, yeah, no, I don't even.
Somebody that's been in a relationship 10 years with the same person. Forget what he done for 10 years. I'm his wife now. He mm-hmm. made me his wife. That's really all mm-hmm. that matters to some people.
Yeah, but. And it's like Kiki said, we're in these relationships. Like now, I don't do wifely duties because I learned my lesson in the past. But I'm not here. I'm here to become a wife. So my potential is you're dating me as a wife. You're not dating me just as a girlfriend because I don't need that in my life. So in dating, we're dating to potentially be married. So it's certain things that I require now in this relationship because this is what I'm going into with marriage and counseling and therapy. Like, it's not you just dating me to be like, oh, we in high school. Let's draw our names on a board with hearts forever. No. This is forever, like... Forever building a family, getting a house, car, mortgage, all of those things. It's not a matching sneakers thing. That's like not the type of relationship I want. And, you know, like
that was the phase right there. Yeah, matching sneakers.
I don't need to match with you. Like,
all right, you wearing my yes tomorrow?
Yeah.
What shirt are you putting on?
Right.
You wearing
dark jeans, not light jeans.
Yeah,
jeans,
see,
I'm putting on dark jeans.
Or like here, wear my nameplate, and you better not tuck in your hoodie. My nameplate better be right here. No,
I lost a very Mm-hmm. Mama Mia is on here, or Deneen. I lost a very expensive name plate behind that.
Yeah, Now it's like, dang, I wish
I said I lost it. A guy lost it.
Yeah. It's like, now you look back, you wish you had those things. I'm like, damn, I don't let this person wear my name bracelet, my nameplate. Shoot.
Young and in love.
Yeah.
Or and like.
And stupid.
What you say? Young and dumb.
Young and dumb. Young and a whole bunch of stupid. Like.
We ain't know about the guns and butter.
Interesting.
What so please don't bring up guns, because then she's going to start with ride or die again. I don't have time. Like, I'm not riding, because that means you think my life is more important than your like, crystal. What?
Like, where we riding to and why I got to die? There's questions before I go, you feel me?
Yeah, Keena, I know I done messed up. I was forgetting. It's the champagne.
On top of that already, I also feel like women feel the way they feel is because we are naturally like leaders, but you want a man to lead you. And for those men who can't do that because they're not where they at need to be in life.
Yeah, you know, I could say and not hear the word submissive ever fucking again. Ooh. As long as I die. Okay? I don't hear a fucking word.
Don't request submission from me.
Like, someone
that's not what you're supposed to do. Come. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, it's going to come naturally.
Right.
Like, I legit had somebody. We just started off talking. That's the question you want to ask me. Like, are you submissive? No.
What I don't understand, like, you know, from men, as far as the submissive thing goes, it's like, or independence, where y'all, men can just be so taken back and clutching their pearls, like, oh my God, you're independent. Oh my God, you're such a, like, you know what I'm saying? You do, nigga, what the fuck was I supposed to do all this time till I met you? That's just what I be thinking, like, you know, if I sat here and waited on a man to do things for me, I'd probably be still riding my mom's coattail somewhere. I'm living with my father or something, or living with somebody, because I'm just waiting for a man to come swoop me up. No. I had to get up. I had to get a job because I like nice things. I need to be able to pay for them. And I'm too old to be living with my mother now, so let me get up and get a place, because, you know what I'm saying? I just really don't. I hate that men just be so, like,
I hate
taken
that term.
Back.
Like,
so submissive, I don't like.
Don't fucking say that word to me.
But if you lead properly, I will follow.
That's the thing. So someone said that to me too, like, oh, you can't turn that shit on and off. Yes, the fuck I can.
Yes, I can.
First of all, you
like
can.
Excuse me, I've done it.
Right. I said that. He was like, oh, you don't. I'm like, no, I have. This is the only person I've ever trusted to say, okay, I could allow you to lead, and we were in a family. I trust you. Like, trust you.
Right.
This to
because
lead,
that so. You, that's the word that's I was going for. You trust and feel secure that you're not going to lead me down a dark alley. I see a future the way we in our future, and you're going to lead me the right way. If you lead the right way,
you preach it.
Follow.
If you, I feel like, how can I possibly, you know, follow your direction if you are in, you know,
debt,
tens of thousands of dollars in debt?
Don't have my
and
best interest
you can't,
out.
You can't get, you can't, you in terrible debt. Me too. You're in terrible debt. You got shit in everybody's name but yours. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you working for somebody 9 to 5 and they could change your schedule whenever they want to. You don't even got a set schedule. They don't even respect you enough to give you a set schedule.
She basically is an entrepreneur. No. She's established.
I just need, and look, a man that has the same schedule from here to there. Like, you know what I'm saying? And even he's like, yeah, I've been in this company long enough. So if I go tell my boss I want to go out of town, you know what I'm saying? You can do that. It's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the type of things that I want to be looking for.
Basically, she needs a 9 to 5, not a Whole Foods guy.
Yeah, like, you can work at Whole Foods if you, like, fucking work in the back in the office.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to be wearing a green apron.
You need to be management. Yeah, so you need, that's a 9 to 5. Because those type of people who work in Whole Foods as a management, they only work 9 to 5 or 7 to 4, whatever it is. But they don't do the hours that
the staff on the floor.
Yeah,
does.
They don't have a, next week is a different schedule.
I don't know what time they close. Let me not even start.
But yeah, so that,
I'm just saying, men be out there doing the craziest shit, treating your woman like crap, and then want to talk about some allowing me to lead. Nigga, I don't trust you. You don't have my best interest at heart. Lead what?
No, sorry.
You gotta have direction. If you don't got no direction, why would I follow you? And that's another thing too that's eternal for me. I hate a nigga who get lost. Don't take me somewhere. And we in a car, my nigga, and it's 2021. There's GPS. Like, don't show me that you just, like, off memory. No, put on Siri, because if you get lost, I don't want to go.
All right, I'm not a guy, but you kind of coming for me right now.
I'm not a guy. But you're not a guy.
But though. I do that. Like, I refuse, especially like now that I know, especially I know how to get that. To Sheena House. Like, I refuse. If I'm going to Kroger, then I refuse.
But that's different. That
I'm like, nah, I don't care. And then when I finally get stuck, I put the GPM, like, you are 2 minutes away. I'm like, I knew it. That's why I don't want to put it on.
I don't like that. I don't want to go no more. Take me home. Forget it.
One of the turn-offs for me is if we supposed to go out or you trying to take me out and you ask me what I want to do. I don't know why.
Right.
I don't know why.
I'd be like, nigga, did you ask me out? Like, am I playing you out or what?
I don't like that. You're like, so what? And I'll ask, like, oh, so what are we doing? What you want to do? I'm like, I want you to tell me, you got any plans Saturday? No, I'm free. I think in the morning I got to do this, but after that, I'm free. All right, cool. We gonna go to you could be ready by such and such.
Cool.
Yeah, sure. Like I want
a man.
I want that. I don't
because they know.
So what
you
like
to
do?
Or
what you want?
I don't like that.
Or stay home. I'd rather just be home. The fuck?
Yeah.
What you want to do?
Like just
that's another turn. Don't invite yourself to my house.
Oh,
don't invite yourself to my house.
Unless we already in a relationship, we already established.
That's not even a thing. It's more like if we already established, you know, come to my house enough times, it's like I'm on my way. I'm coming over there, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't care.
Like, I got the key.
I'm saying you probably got the key.
Nah, not if you ain't paying no bill, you ain't got no key.
Fact.
You ain't got no key if you're not paying a bill.
I definitely feel that.
You can have all the keys.
All right, ladies. All right, y'all out there.
Oh, we are wrapping up said podcast today.
Yes, thank you to our guests for joining. Yeah. I'm glad you can make it.
This has been fun.
I can't wait till next time.
Right.
Ooh, couple people gonna be mad.
Bye.